Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, continuing in God's News Behind the News, we've been talking extensively about what's been happening in the Middle East and what's been happening in Syria and how this is affecting Israel. And you're looking at a region of the country right now that is in complete and utter turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. 93,000 plus people. Listen, you're almost looking at 100,000 people that have been killed. They've died in this Syrian conflict, the civil war. They have refugees, people that are fleeing the country by the droves, and they're spilling over to different borders. I mean, mm-hmm. The king of Jordan has so many refugees. He said he gave a percentage, and he equated that percentage to what it would be like if Americans were to take that amount, and basically it came out to about 30 million, mm-hmm. 30 million
wow.
people
wow.
that we would absorb, you know, proportionately speaking, based on the percentages of what his country received. They're mm-hmm. max. They can't take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's going on in Syria. And, you know, of course, we're talking about, you know, the Russians are getting involved and Iran is supporting Assad. And now you have the United States, according to President Obama, is supporting the rebels, mm-hmm. which is a Muslim Brotherhood there involved.
Mm-hmm.
But in Egypt, on the one-year anniversary, they just had a huge, I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people protesting the new president, Mohamed Morsi, which was backed by the Muslim Brotherhood. And I heard someone's talking about this, and they talked about how a revolution has three phases. And the first phase of the revolution, as they were explaining it, involves, you know, all of these rebels and these folks that are fighting against each other to overthrow the government. And at that time, the president was Mubarak,
mm-hmm.
and the army was very supportive of him at that time, and he stayed in power for quite a long time. You know,
right.
Egypt receives $1.6 billion from the United States.
Right.
It's a whole other story, plus mm-hmm. they got tanks and all that stuff we've given them. But the first phase is that out of these rebels, somebody will emerge. And phase two is they take control of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened there was that the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, they rose up out of that group there that
yeah.
was that rabble that was going back and forth, and their government came to power. Of course,
mm-hmm.
our president, if you remember, was supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood. And in Cairo, Egypt, his first international speech invited the Muslim Brotherhood to his speech.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, they've been invited to the White House. And Mubarak was not even welcome, did not come to the speech. And it wasn't long after that, he was completely toppled. And the man is dead today.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We're talking about former president of Egypt, Mubarak.
Mm-hmm.
So the Muslim Brotherhood has been in power, okay, in Egypt for a year. Well, guess what? The people have taken to the streets. They've taken to the streets. And they're quoted as saying now in the blaze, "You lie to us in the name of religion." They're chanting with signs, homemade signs. One woman has a picture of Morsi with an X and a shoe, like kind of pushed against his head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing up. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Crowds, including women and children. And they're wearing homemade body armor and construction hats as helmets. I mean, this is getting very, very serious, and they've given Morsi now. They're giving Morsi an ultimatum. Now, the third phase is basically who is eventually going to emerge,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who is going to emerge as the ultimate leader of Egypt, and who's going to take control. Well, the big question over the weekend was, where is the army going to support? Who's the army going to put their support under? It appears that the army is going to be supporting the rebels here, and they're looking to topple Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Really?
They're looking
wow.
to topple. CBN's reporting on it. We want you to listen up. We'll be right back.
Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi says he will not step down despite an ultimatum by the Egyptian military to do so. The military says it will intervene in Egypt's political crisis if Morsi doesn't, quote, meet the people's demands. Protesters have stormed and burned the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood, and some worry that a civil war is possible. Chris Mitchell has the story.
Egyptian state TV broadcast the army's ultimatum. It read in part, if the people's demands are not achieved before the agreed period of time, then it is the duty of the military to announce a roadmap for the future. The anti-Morsi demonstrators welcomed the army's announcement.
We're very happy here. We never lost confidence in our army. We've always trusted that our army will be with us. We're very proud, we're very happy, we're very proud of the Egyptians. The Egyptians made it.
Morsi supporters fear the army is poised to take over.
It's clear that the army is planning a coup. The army must support the legitimacy of the president and the legitimacy of the constitution.
Since Sunday, millions of Egyptians have poured into the streets to demand Morsi leave office. One commentator called them the biggest mass demonstrations in human history. After 1 year in office, they say Morsi has put the goals of the Muslim Brotherhood ahead of the good of Egypt. Some say the current crisis puts the Muslim Brotherhood at a crossroads.
Next step for the Brotherhood is one of two choices, either to revert to violence and then they will suffer for the next, I don't know how many years for that decision, or just decide to keep it peaceful and respond to the people's demands, and then maybe we're looking forward for national reconciliation between all of us.
U.S. President Barack Obama, who was visiting several African nations, called for restraint and compromise on both sides. Yet many opposition members accused the Obama administration of helping the Muslim Brotherhood come to power. What the army will do when the 48-hour ultimatum expires remains to be seen. Organizers of the mass demonstration say if Morsi does not step down, they'll intensify their campaign, including civil disobedience. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
You got to see the crowds. We're going to make this available for you on the Torch, but you're talking about thousands. Mm-hmm. I don't have a final number for you, but I mean, the picture we're going to put on the Torch here for you, it shows like crowds that would fill up the Washington Monument. I mean, they're you know, oh, wow. That whole mall, that mall area. Mm-hmm. It's huge, huge amount of crowds, and they're saying, the reporter is saying that, listen, no, their tourism is destroyed. They can't feed themselves. I mean, everything has gone down in just 1 year. Mm. And this is the same government now, the same government that was really supported by the president of the United States. Listen, this is not going to be good. You're going to be looking at another civil war on the other side of Israel.
Yeah.
The Middle East, we really need to continue to pray for this area. Because you're looking at, this is a strategy here. There's a plan. There is a storm that's brewing.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that today, about a storm brewing.
Mm.
But this is so important. You're looking at serious, serious times. Mm. And I truly believe that this is the tipping point. This is a huge tipping point because these people are not going to stay silent.
Mm-mm.
You have that much turmoil going on. Now, at the same side, you want to see how evil all of this is. How horrific. It's being reported. It's being reported that unfortunately we wouldn't even show you this video. But in the Syrian conflict, which is on the other side of Israel, the eastern side of Israel, Egypt is more on the bottom, the south side and they share a long border with Egypt, with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Syria, they're the terrorists there who are being supported now, the anti-Assad fighters,
mm-hmm.
right now, those folks, there is a video that has been posted, you're not going to believe this, of a Catholic priest who was publicly beheaded. The New York Daily News is reporting that a Catholic priest has been publicly beheaded by Syrian terrorists after accusations of collaborating with President Bashar Assad's regime.
Wow.
I mean, there's press. The press is all surrounding this scene. They show part of the video, but right up above, you know, right before this is going to happen, the man's about to get his head cut off. They censored the video. I'm glad they did. It's horrific. But this is horrible. This is horrible. This is what this looks like. And our administration is supporting rebels. What is this? Not to mention, not too long ago, about a week ago, there was another video that circulated of a terrorist in Syria, the rebels, that literally cut the heart out, or liver, an organ out of one of the person that they captured and actually attempted to eat it. This is what's being supported by this administration. It's like, listen, we don't want to be even get involved in this here. This is not what we need to be doing. And you're looking at Israel's enemies. It's just a talk about strife and confusion and chaotic. It is a dust pool out there.
Yeah.
And we really need to continue to pray for the Egyptian Christians right now that have come under persecution. We need to pray for Christians in Iran that are coming under great persecution.
Yeah.
And the Christians in Syria that have been persecuted. I mean, these folks have been running out of Syria. Listen, we really want to stand strong and we really want to pray. But this is a very, very serious time. Pray for the Christians in Egypt and pray that the right government gets established. But when you see these crowds of people on the one-year anniversary, 1 year is nothing. I mean, it's nothing in terms of time. And it seems like Egypt has gone completely downhill.
Yeah.
And it's the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. It's the Muslim Brotherhood. And I go back to one of the women that were quoted in this Blaze article says, "You lied to us in the name of religion." And they were supporting their religion and getting that out. And, of course, the goal is Sharia, and it's destroying. It's destroying them. Listen, stay vigilant, stay alert, stay prayerful, because a storm is brewing, and we want to be on the right side of the storm. We want to be able to be there to warn people and to encourage people to turn to the Lord. If you're listening to us in Egypt, we're praying for you, and we're believing God's best for you and Syria and the Middle East. Listen, this is amazing. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, Egyptians protesting the Muslim Brotherhood's government, Morsi, who has been propped up as the president there, who took sweeping powers not too long ago.
Yeah.
They're saying it's not working. They're saying and quoted as saying, "You lied to us in the name of religion." Mm. Their economy is totally destroyed. They're suffering all these other setbacks. And they're saying, listen, it's over. And this is the same government, don't forget, that was supported by our president. And it's like, look, we need to support those forms of government that are going to be supportive to our only ally and friend,
that's right,
Israel.
Right.
When I was in Israel in Jerusalem, I was so, overjoyed. You know, I didn't expect this really, but it was some time ago when I was in Israel. And I was in Jerusalem, and they have all these shops and stuff, and I'm just kind of walking around there for a little bit and in kind of the market area. It was pretty cool. And I'm looking at this leather type of bag. It's a satchel, brown, like handmade bag. It was really, really nice. And it had Jerusalem stamped across the, like, one of the parts of the bag. It's leather impressed or whatever. And the shopkeeper comes up to me and says, he takes the word, he looks at Jerusalem, and right in the middle of Jerusalem, he says, USA.
Oh, wow.
I never saw that before. And I said, oh, wow. He says, yes, we stand with USA, because USA stands with us.
Wow.
And I said, wow, man. And I didn't have anything that said I was a Christian or whatever. Or just, but they love those that stand with them. They're their only allies. And when you have enemies that are surrounding you, and are wanting and are openly saying they wanted to destroy you and wipe you off the face of the earth. We can't do that. We can't stand for that. And so as believers and as a country, we want to support our allies and our friends and not support any government in the Middle East or anywhere in the world for that matter that wants to take our enemies out. Allies used to mean something. You know, when the countries were allies, that used to mean something. That means, right, if you mess with them,
you're messing with us.
You're messing with us.
Yeah.
And we are to a certain extent. But we have seen, especially in the last several years, and in particular in this administration, we have seen that support change like never before. And, you know, not too long ago, the president actually visited Egypt, and we talked about his speech. And the first 35 minutes of the speech, we couldn't believe what was said. It was so awesome and amazing and affirming. You can hear our emotions and our excitement as we're just talking about, you know, almost line by line, some of the glowing things that were said. But towards the second half of the speech, it was completely, it just erased everything that would could have said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was about stirring up the young people. And you realize that he actually did not even go to the Knesset, turned down the opportunity to speak to the government leaders in Israel, instead chose to speak to the young people and incite them. And you're thinking, wow.
Yeah.
Listen, careful with the apple of God's eye, and careful in your diplomacy when it comes to Israel. And we need to keep an eye on the Middle East and what's happening around, and remain prayerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.